In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many times has something unusual happened to you, and you thought to yourself, wonder what that was all about? Maybe it was just a coincidence, maybe good luck, or being at the right place at the right time. Or maybe there was something else at work. See what you think about this. On a hot day in the middle of July, two people meet for the very first time in a tennis park in Fort Collins, Colorado. One was from Richmond, Virginia, the other from Boulder. 2 years later, they were married in Bath County, Virginia. What was at work for the two of them to be at the tennis park at the same time? One of the players, tennis players, was my daughter Beth, and she had a best friend from college named Haley, who lived in Fort Collins, Colorado. When Haley became engaged, she asked Beth to be in her wedding, which would be in the early part of July, early part of June, 2017. Instead of traveling to Fort Collins just for the wedding, for some reason, Beth decided that it would be fun to stay out there for the whole summer. But where would she stay? Since Colorado State University is in Fort Collins, she thought there might be a student there who'd want to sublet an apartment. Well, there was, and she did. Her lease started in June. The other tennis player in this story is Devin Copenhaver. How did he happen to be in Fort Collins in mid-July? Well, after he graduated from college, he went to work for a startup in San Francisco. Devin had always wanted to travel to India, and in the summer of 2017, he went there with the idea of working remotely for a couple of months. For reasons that he still doesn't understand, he decided to leave India early and come back to Boulder, where his parents lived. That's what put him there in early July. Boulder and Fort Collins are about 50 miles away, which is significant. So, how did Beth and Devin get together? Well, there's a dating app called Tinder. After the wedding, Haley set up Beth on this dating app. She thought it would be a good way for her to meet people. And at just the same time, Devin put himself up on the app. Neither of them had been on a dating app before in their lives. And Beth wasn't entirely sure she wanted to be on it. But Haley insisted and persisted and kept checking Beth's phone for anyone who responded to her profile, because Beth wouldn't look at it. And when Devin did, Haley liked what she saw, and without Beth knowing it, set up a date for Beth and Devin to play tennis at a park in Fort Collins in the middle of July. And the rest is history. Devin could have stayed in India for the 2 months he'd planned on being there, but he didn't. Beth could have come back to Richmond right after the wedding, but she didn't. Was it good luck or good timing that they met? Were there coincidences along the way, or was there something else at work? In this morning's reading from Acts, we heard that Paul had a chance meeting with someone named Lydia, and it happened by the riverbank outside the gates of the city of Philippi. They were perfect strangers with completely different agendas. What had to happen so that they would meet? Well, we don't know much about Lydia except that she had become a prosperous businesswoman. She was a dealer in purple cloth, which apparently was more valuable than gold or silver. Lydia lived and had her business in Philippi, and she was well known there. She was also a seeker and a worshiper of God, which meant that she was most likely a Gentile, interested in Judaism. And she led other women in prayer meetings on a regular basis. They would all meet by the river outside of the city. So, how and why was Paul there? As we heard from Luke, Paul had a vision, and in that vision, Paul heard a man pleading with him to come to Philippi in the district of Macedonia to proclaim the good news of Christ to the people there. Before that vision, Paul and his companions had encountered all sorts of resistance to the gospel. Paul had even been put in jail for disrupting the public. It's a wonder they hadn't all given up and gone home, but they didn't. And Paul's vision gave them the inspiration to keep going. So they set sail across the Aegean, which itself was not an easy trip, and finally arrived in Philippi. A few days after their arrival, it was suggested to Paul that he meet a woman named Lydia. But Paul wasn't interested in doing that because he thought his mission there was to meet up with a man, not a woman. While they were there on the Sabbath, Paul and his companions were seeking a quiet place to pray. The place they found happened to be the same place that Lydia and her companions were praying, by the river. Paul could have picked somewhere else or some other time of day to be there, but he didn't. Lydia could have been put off by a group of men interrupting her prayer group, but she wasn't. Was it just good luck? Good timing that they met? Was it merely a coincidence? Or was something else involved? Considering that the chance meeting at the river ended up being the place where Lydia and her entire household were baptized, surely means the Holy Spirit was at work. This was no coincidence. Lydia was ready to hear about the God who was seeking her through the gospel, and Paul was ready to preach it to her. So the longer I live, the more I believe there's no such thing as a coincidence, and the more bizarre the circumstances leading up to something unusual happening, the harder the Holy Spirit has been at work, and the more we need to pay attention to what's going on. Because apparently, the Holy Spirit uses everything at her disposal, including a dating app and a persistent friend. In his book called Wishful Thinking, Frederick Buechner, whom I respect and quote a lot, suggests that what we often dismiss as coincidence might instead be evidence of something going on behind the scenes. He concluded that coincidences are God's way of getting our attention. I love that. What did it take for all of us to be right here, right this minute, instead of being somewhere else, doing something else? What had to happen? We had all sorts of possibilities for how to spend our Sunday morning, yet here we are. I don't think that's a coincidence or even good timing. God simply had his way with us, and we were paying attention. We have been caught up right here in the blessing and work of the Holy Spirit. And to that I say, praise be to God, and amen.